HMH Audio presents Constellations, Reflections from Life, written and read by Sinead Gleason.
Blue Hills and Chalk Bones. The Bullet Catch. The body is an afterthought. We don't stop to think of how the heart beats its steady rhythm or watch our metatarsals fan out with every step. Unless it's involved in pleasure or pain, we pay this moving mass of vessel, blood and bone no mind. The lungs inflate, muscles contract, and there is no reason to assume they won't keep on doing so. Until one day, something changes, a corporeal blip. The body, its presence, its weight, is both an unignorable entity and routinely taken for granted. I started paying particular attention to mine in the months after turning 13, when a pain, persistent and new, began to slow me down. My body was sending panicked signals, but I could not figure out what they meant. The synovial fluid in my left hip began to evaporate like rain, the bones ground together, literally turning to dust. It happened quickly, an inverse magician's trick. Now you don't see it, now you do. From basketball and sprinting to bone sore with a limp. Hospital stays became frequent and I missed the first 3 months of school 4 years in a row. Doctors tried everything to solve the mystery. Firstly, by applying slings and springs, a jauntily named type of traction that sounded to me like a clown duo. Then surgery, biopsies, an aspiration, a name that suggests hopefulness but yielded no results. My godmother Terry visited daily, bringing dinners and soft toys she'd won in claw crane machines, while my bones continued to disintegrate. The eventual diagnosis was monoarticular arthritis. Doctors mentioned an operation called an arthrodesis, which, even in the late 1980s, they were reluctant to perform. Especially on girls, the surgeon told my parents amid much throat clearing. But I didn't discover what he meant until years later, that I would have years of wishing my body could do things it couldn't do and explaining myself to others. Numbers and rituals. In the Bible, there is a story in Genesis of Jacob wrestling with a stranger, thought to be an angel. When the angel couldn't defeat him, he touched Jacob's hip, dislocating it, leaving him with a limp for life. Jacob was circumspect, viewing it as a reminder of his mortality, of the fact that the angel spared his life, that the spiritual self is more powerful than the physical body. I was a pious child. Weekly mass, regular trips to confession.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?